like Sosa. Stupid that I got my back in a milli rock. I see a app and a diddy bop. I scream Kobe when I send shots. Swish, Kobe. I be bowling, let you know. These niggas fake so phony. They bullshitting baloney. Whoa, I want that. Mami, tu sabes que yo soy papi. I got you smoking on Spikey. Your man, I hope he don't like me. Jeezy, designer, everything.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Ting 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 pum 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 pum.
Back at it with y'all favorite duo. You know what I'm saying?
High niggas in the scene. You feel me?
I mean, Stone. What was he? The Ultimate Powers.
Niggas, the Schmega powers. Niggas said the Unstoppables.
You got roll up, right?
Yeah.
I ain't got no more roll up.
Yo, shout out to High Head, you feel me? If you see your boy, you need High Head. Your send man, a boy.
Your man is High Head team, so holla at him, you know what I mean?
Team High Head, you huh?
That's a fact.
I never deny my people's High Head, you heard? Stop buying that fentanyl grabber, you heard? That dollar grabber might do you dirty. I said might, but it will.
Yeah. Well, peace, YouTube. Welcome back to the Dog Core D-Week and Hippie Show. This is episode 301. We are your hosts.
Split for the Builder, what's happening? Shout to everyone that's not here, you feel me? Shout to Dawn Core, shout to Chun Chun, you feel me? They out doing they thing, you feel me? So,
and the highest hippie in the room, D-Week and Hippie, of course, and we back at it. This should be episode 301, like I said. We back in the studio, man. Y'all see what it is?
The highest niggas in the net, you heard?
Make sure y'all go check out the last few episodes of Breaking Buds. We've been killing it, me and Spliff, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Spliff. Shout out to everybody that got anything to do with that show, which is nobody but us, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to that, you know what I mean? But I was digging that last episode. That last episode was fire, man.
Mm-hmm.
But what's good, Spliff? How you feeling, my guy? Shout out to Spliff. Shout out to Don Coin. Shout out to Chun Chun, like Spliff said.
Yo. I ain't go front. We got a matter of fact. Oh shit! All right, yo, for real, like when we outside and shit like that. If you ain't really in a good mood, then try to contain that. You feel me? If you happy, be happy and enjoy life and all that. But if you grumpy, kind of put that to the side a little bit. Like don't let that shit rub off on other people. You heard?
Yeah. Alright, man, shout out to my guy Sosa 718 Collective, you know what I mean? This the hat right here.
Shout out. I said that got like the NY shit with the 88 on it on the side.
Nah, this the Spanish dude I used to work with.
Sosa. Okay.
He came to the last event that I did, remember?
Facts. Shout out to Sun.
1718 Collective. Shout out to my guy, man. That's my guy right there. He got an event coming up. I think it's this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. Y'all should pop out. But we back at it, like I said, with the Don Cole and D-Reek and Hippie Show. We just wanted to give you guys some more content, you know what I'm saying? So, we back at it, man. What's a couple things that you wanted to touch on? I ain't gonna lie, bro.
This Breaking Buds worthy right here. What's this right here?
You like that? That's crazy, bro, because I don't like it.
It's not fire,
that's what I was just gonna start with, bro. I was gonna say, this strain of the week for me ain't here. That's a...
Which one's this one?
Lemon Cherry right there.
This lemon?
Yeah. I don't know why I don't like it. I don't think it got a strong enough hit for me. You know what I'm saying? But that's just for me, cause that's just how I am. And that blunt is straight buds. It's not no clip or no clips or nothing in it. It's just straight bud. So you tasting the weed. So for you, it was like, oh, all right, this tastes all right. But for me, it was.
I see what you're saying with the light, cause it definitely has the taste, but it is the hit is playing.
It don't got no punch to it. You know what I'm saying? So. It's cool to get you high, you know what I mean?
I'm gonna keep it 100, right? Some of y'all niggas be saying shit lemon cherry. Shit don't be really lemon cherry gelato. Nah, for real, like, lemon cherry gelato, valid. No issues, no problem, look, smell, smoke good. This other lemon cherry shit y'all passing around, bro, I call this lemon cherry grandma, you heard? is soft, B.
That's a fact. What's shit. This that you got me smoking?
That shit, Glam. Oh, that's the Black Runs. Mm. Been smoking Black Runs a lot.
Shit tasted decent, you know me?
Yeah, it's good, bruh. We not talking about shit. Yo, it's a lot of shit going on, but it ain't a lot of shit going on because we be really active back, bam, boom, boom, boom with the show. So we kind of run dry with the comments, right? So I'm thinking like we was talking about the dating shit last time. Helping.
If you're offering something and it's not taken, you have to stop offering the hand because yeah. There's no other solution. If someone who is thinking has their hands around your neck and is pulling you down, you're not obligated to drown with them. And sometimes that means in people's lives, for example, that they have to leave their family members behind. You know, there's a rule too, if you're a lifeguard, I'll save you, but that doesn't mean you get to drown me while I'm doing it. And if it's you drown or both of us drown, it's you drown. And that's wisdom. That's not cruelty.
So if some niggas, right, that's like flying from the nest and all that shit. My cousin calls it cutting the umbilical cord, you feel what I'm saying? So sometimes you do gotta cut the umbilical cord, you feel me?
Yeah, man.
But keep it a band. Some people shit on other people's support system because they don't got a support system. So you feel me? If it's holding you back, if it's, you feel me, then you might got a peep game, but... If you still valid, man, keep going, man. Life is critical out here.
Yeah, life is real.
Like, we're not recording.
And it happens. People are people. None of it's intentional. Never attribute to malice what can be attributed to incompetence. It's far more likely that they're all in their own worlds, doing their own thing. They're not paying attention to the world around them. And we all do it every day, whether you're driving, walking down the street. All of our lives are just as complex as everybody else's. Everything you have going on, they have going on. Nobody knows what everybody else is going through. We also need to be a little more self-aware and aware of the world around us.
Yeah, that's a fact. I was trying to listen to that shit, like really get it. That last part,
just
hit.
Yeah, real
his voice was crazy.
He sound like
sound crazy.
The little dude from what's that movie, bro? With Will Ferrell, he was the soccer coach.
Oh, you talking about my... I know you talking about...
You know, the little kid with the straight hair down, the funny kid, the fat one, he sound like him, but anyway...
Oh, I thought you was talking about the nigga with the little mustache that be...
That's just...
Having
that's,
a weird...
I had those two clips in the phone for a while. I wanted to play them, but it's just hitting more
good
now.
Time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a good timing, you know what I mean, for it, so... Shout out to everybody, man, because I was one of those people that was selfish at one point that just thought about what I was going through, you know what I'm saying, but... Everybody going through some shit, you know what I'm saying? So, don't take shit personal out there, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody again, man. But, excuse me, we back at it, like I said. What you was about to get into right there that you was about to...
Oh,
no.
Nah,
you was getting hype about saying.
We was talking about the dating shit last time, right? And we kind of got into it a little bit. But, Chun gonna say some shit in the comments. She gonna be watching. I think for a lot of people, it's like the dating shit is just either fucking or meals.
Fucking or meals.
Yeah.
Guns and butter, nigga.
I'm being retarded right now. You gotta be real with it. Like, so it's a few people that seen it as like as a future, as building, as you know. I don't know. Some people can't let go of outside. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So, like, people be dating, like, yeah, I'm about to do this and that, but it don't be that sometimes. We here, don't mind what's going on. We just, you know, feel me, regular shit, but I ain't gonna lie, like, the I really want to know people's opinion about this dating scene, like, it's a lot of shit going on.
In the time that we in?
Yeah, it's a lot of shit going on.
It's weird. It's weird.
It's a few people in love and a lot of people in lust.
I don't think it's as weird as people think it is, though. It's just who you run across and what are their standards for dating and being in relationships and shit like that. There's a lot of people that's like, I don't know, bro. Like, I think men and women both are equally scarred right now. So, yeah, it's hard for either one to like really trust the other. You know what I'm saying? Type shit. So,
trust is an important thing right now.
Yeah, trust and communication is very important. So, shout out to everybody that's in long term relationships.
Y'all loyal, you high five to y'all, man.
That's a fact, bro. That's a fact, man.
Did we talk about Gabrielle Union and D-Wade not being
what?
A situation? They done.
What?
She in the market again.
Damn. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, that was one of my celebrity crushes when I was a young man.
Gabrielle,
when
right?
When I was a young lad, nigga Corey used to be like, yo, she look like a chipmunk, nigga. Like, I was like, nah, bro, she fine. Especially
She kind of like upgraded. She like kind of like upgraded Kelly Rowland for me.
Like in Bring It On, she was fire, bro. The cheerleader movie, she was fire. I was like, oh yeah, that's my girl right there. So but you said she an upgraded version of who? Kelly Rowland.
Yeah, upgraded Kelly. Facts.
No, I love Kelly Rowland.
I like Kelly Rowland too, but
I'm a, cause me, I'm a, you know me, you know my type. I like dark skin girls, dark skin women. You know what I'm saying? So
shout out to the melanation.
You yeah, feel I me? Love dark skin women. That's a fact, bro. But yeah, they both was fired back in the early 2000s when we was young laditos.
I was watching. pause. I was watching The Wood.
Come Yo. On, classic.
The shorty son was, I forgot her name, but you know, son, I was narrating.
Regina King?
Yeah, Regina
the
King, right?
The stripper?
Stripper.
Yeah. Oh, no, usually it would, the wood. My fault, I'm thinking of the best man, right?
You're not too off. This like kind of the same setup, but nah. When Stacey he ran and tapped her ass and she punched him and all that, mm-hmm. and then the brother came to school and beat him up.
The girl.
Yeah.
That light skin joint.
Brown skin.
Oh, you talk about Sanaa Lathan. Come on, bro. You talk about Sanaa Lathan.
Sanaa Lathan was at the end.
But she was her older, right?
Yeah, yeah, her the younger version of Sanaa Lathan.
Oh, you talking
in
about that
movie.
Actor. That
yeah, she fire.
She fire.
I was watching that shit. I said, yo, this is a good ass movie.
Nah,
man.
The Wood is a classic, bro.
It's a good ass movie. That shit was mad funny because we caught it right to the part. Like,
you think my sister a hoe would say? Nah, I think she purdy. Say, what? I thought I saw a head helping me. Nah.
Cook this shit.
Yo, that movie.
And she was down for side. He took that ass with, like, yo, she purdy. My son wasn't trying to talk high.
Fuck with him. Yeah. He was like, I fuck with you, my nigga. Yo, that movie's a classic, bro. That's my shit right there.
Super fire.
Yeah, that's my shit right there. Those are like holiday movies too. Like around this time, you start watching those movies, Thanksgiving and all that shit.
That is holiday-ish.
I used to get hyped for Thanksgiving. I don't really get hyped for Thanksgiving no more, bro. That was like one of my top three holidays.
Definitely one of the top holidays.
For you
on
still?
Plates?
For you still? I think it's like top five now. For
nah, alright, let me keep it harder. It used to really be my shit, right? Like Christmas, or what? Like your birthday, Christmas, Thanksgiving. You feel me? I don't know, I don't get to run around no more like that for the plates.
That's what I be saying. That's what I think.
Like, if I'm running around for the plates, then I feel like it's a good Thanksgiving. I go here, get a plate, yeah, chill, smoke a blunt, go here, mac a little bit, get another
shit. And plates and shit. Like, yo,
done.
Okay. We got it. Let's get it. Let's
yeah, next it. Spot. Word. I gotta go. I'm going to eat a plate at my crib. Now I'm off to Brownsville, go get some mac and cheese. Then I'm off to another crib to get some good rice and chicken and all that.
Damn, I think I'm working that day. But I think I'm gonna go see my aunt Shorty. I haven't seen her in years, bro. I wanna go see what she's talking about. That's a fact, bro. But yeah, Thanksgiving used to be one of my favorite Christmas still my favorite holiday. That shit still get it popping for me. Like, I still feel like a 6-7 year old when Christmas come around. I still feel, you know what I mean, young. Put the Christmas story on a couple times, you know what I mean?
And it's lit.
And it's lit, you know what I mean? But yeah, bro, talking about Keith Lee, you know who that is, right? That's the dude on social media, the dark skin dude with the braids.
Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about. My son tried to hit me and say I look like son.
He be rating foods and shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
What you thought about the backlash he got from Atlanta?
What happened with him in Atlanta?
He went to Atlanta and he tested out some places and he didn't really give them favorable reviews.
Like, yeah. It was trash for him.
Yeah, and they tried to get at him, bro. And I'm like, bro, but
they gonna hold each other down. I ain't gonna lie.
Atlanta is unity.
Yeah, you go over there, talk crazy. Oh, we don't like this, I don't like that. And it's something that people mess with and they be there all the time. They're going to defend this shit. So, yeah, I don't see that, like, shocking.
But if he's, I just don't like it because if he's fair, like.
No, if he's being valid to his opinion, then you cool, yeah, like, bro.
Sometimes
but
he say shit is good.
If he wild this shit up. And the shit is kind of valid, but you not used. Because I ain't going to lie, I think, like, son's palate are no different. Like, he likes tacos and shit like that and all types of shit.
Yeah, he says so, he don't eat. He's allergic to the shellfish.
Allergic to shellfish?
Yeah, so he don't eat that type shit. So, but, I mean, there's a lot of people on.
You know what type of shit he ate over there? Was, like, barbecue shit and some shit other
like
type
that,
shit.
Like, soul food. Shit like that.
You can't play with people's soul food, bro. I'm not even gonna cap.
That's a fact, bro.
If they love it, they're gonna hold it down. So be wise on where you go with your food, cause you want to go back to Atlanta.
Nah, that's a fact. But you saw that mass shooting that happened in Maine?
Kind of.
White
seen
dude,
it
he
news.
Went into. I think it was a business, and he shot the place up, and then I believe he killed himself type shit. He killed 18 people, bro.
Yeah, that shit. Damn, bro, that shit go crazy. Prayers to the families and all that. Stay strong, y'all, because.
It was in a
bowling. 18 people?
It was in a bowling alley. He did that in a bowling alley.
Damn. I like bowling.
Shit is wicked.
Yeah, because people want to go outside, have a good time, and then you got people just coming out murdering 18 people. Like,
yeah. Main shooting suspect Robert Card has reportedly been found deceased of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He killed himself.
Yo, people be bugging, bro. Just, alright, not to sound crazy. You should just off yourself, bro. You don't have to kill 18 people, then kill yourself. But yeah, that shit is wild, son. That shit's like still like wild shit. Like, it be shit in people's heads that just go super left, bro. Like, that shit crazy. 18 people done kill yourself.
It be mad shit, yeah. Cause I was at Terry Crib the other day, and we was watching. This is the first time that I watched it. The Joker came on TV with Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay.
The Joker movie. I never watched it, but it showed like how he was constantly snowballing into what he turned into. Because mm-hmm. by the time he got to the train station and killed dude, he shot him or whatever, and then he just saw like, fuck it, you know what I mean? I ain't really like the movie though. It was a good movie, but it kind of like. It was like lagging, like it just kept going. I was like, all right, bro, whatever. Like, I get it, you know what I mean? Like, I get it. I just watched Expendables 4. That shit was hard with 50. Mm-hmm. You watched it? You fuck with the Expendables movie? Yeah, part 4 was tough. I ain't gonna lie. That shit had you on your seats. Nigga almost had me crying. I was like, oh, shit got real in that shit.
Like, it's what, 2 hours or some wild shit?
Yeah, close to 2 hours, probably like an hour and a half or some shit like that. Some shit like that, I ain't gonna lie.
Enough shooting?
Hell yeah.
Alright, nah, just gotta act
cause
it's like.
The beginning, you know how those movies are. Yeah. Ain't no playing, it's action, straight, shoot 'em up, bang, bang. Those the old school 80s niggas.
Word.
LaVar Ball and LaMelo Ball and Puma sued by Big Baller Brand co-founder claims $200 million in damages.
One more time.
LaVar Ball and LaMelo Ball and Puma are being sued by the co-founder of the Big Baller Brand. Remember their sneakers and all that shit that they had going? Mm-hmm. Alan Foster, who co-founded the Big Baller Brand, is dragging the Bulls paws to court once again. This time, he's suing LaVar Ball, Tina Ball, LaMelo Ball, as well as Puma. Allegedly, they screwed him out of hundreds of millions of dollars. Foster claims were spelled out in a new lawsuit filed, because he was part of the Big Baller Brand. So
got left behind, bro. Yeah. That's it. Try to get whatever bread you can, but I was petty, bro. You was better off trying to go back.
But we don't know the story with that shit. Happening. He was caught scheming. Niggas trying to... Alan Foster, he was the co-founder with the Pops, so he helped them with the business. He was, like, a part of their family brand early on when they was doing all that shit. Yeah. When they was doing all that shit in high school, he was with them. Like, he was branding and all that type shit, but... Marketing. He was scheming. He was doing some type of scheming. He was getting money from them and shit like that. So they left him, like you said. He was left behind, my nigga.
Left behind.
So now he's trying his, you know what I mean? Let me get this bread, because y'all playing.
Let me get some money. That's I got to chill, man. Bro. I got dropped off, B. What else? If you get dropped off, you get
what
dropped
else you grind into this week, man?
Yo, man. Battle. Man, yo, don't miss out. November 18, you heard Bloodshed. Don't miss out. You heard it's a lot of fire battles going on. EOK Piffy versus Bad News. Do not miss out, y'all. Make sure y'all pull up and watch these battles. Support. Get there early. Buy what you need food-wise and all that. And enjoy the event, you heard? Shit like that. Oh, it's, is it Culture 6? Shout out to I Battle.
Okay.
It's a lot of shit going on, man. Shout out to Battle Rap. I'll get back in the mode with the next Breaking Buds and shit like that. We're going to be on point.
Get into some of that shit. Ex-NFL star Earl Thomas falls victim to $1.9 million scam after his identity was stolen by his ex-wife's boyfriend.
Wow.
Shit is crazy, right?
Wow. You told your noose nigga, your old man's real inf... Like, nah. Oh, he could have been sneaky. But you're gonna say that she did the wrong thing. Word, bro. That's super the wrong thing.
That shit is weird, bro. Well, that's fucked up, bro. She was scheming on that nigga for a long time. Had to be type shit, you know what I mean?
But it's not even you, like, she was the shorty, so it's like, my nigga, you telling her everything except your super secret stash. And some niggas is telling the secret stash. Just be like, yo, if I die, you go right in there. That's all yours. Like, dead ass. So it's like, where we in the wrong? You're mad at her memory? You feel me? She remembered you told her what you was supposed to do. Switch accounts, get new shit, all of that. Because you told her mad shit. You was supposed to be like, yo, kind of broke up my girl last week. Switch my shit up. I need to hold you everything. Put this over there, that over there.
Yeah.
He didn't do what he was supposed to do.
Shit is weird.
You feel me? Yo, bro, sometimes we do dumb shit and we think we didn't do dumb shit. You did dumb shit. She knows your information and you didn't do nothing after y'all ended y'all situation. She got with a scammer.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Got to the break.
I think a chick that I was fucking with at one point, and she
got
was staying at the crib.
Yo, you about to have me weep.
Yeah, it took 800 from the safe, bro.
Oh, she hit the... She ocean 11 your shit.
Yo, Split, why you laughing at me?
You went to the bath. No, you know why? Because, boy, it happened. Man, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't get got for no 800, but...
8.
But it's a couple of little petty things that I lost, and I'll be like, damn, boy. Nigga went to the bathroom. Shit. Bye, boo. See you later. Nigga, sick. Like, yo, where my shit at? Yo, boy.
Nah, bro, that's a fact.
And you always realize it like a week or two later. Then you like.
Nah, I realized it the next day, but.
I mean, yeah. You
it
might,
was a, it if, was a type situation where, like, the person was around for a minute, staying at the crib. You know what I mean?
Infiltrated.
Yeah, straight was like, yeah, I'm was telling me for a while, like, yeah, I'm about to make this move, I'm good. Da, da, da. I was like, all right, cool, yeah. Bounce. But you know me, I'm the type of nigga that just.
Yo, the game is fucked.
I'm the type
up.
Of nigga that just check my personal shit, like, constantly, you know what I'm saying? Like, every 2 days, every. You know what I mean? So I just decided to check that shit. My shit was like. That shit was light. I was like,
"Boom!" Cap, that hurts though.
I ain't gonna lie, but then you know, like, you want to be sure of what happened.
What happened?
Cause you ain't got no.
You don't got no real proof of what's going on.
So you trying?
This is all thought.
Yeah. So,
this person was here. That person was there. And if you don't got too many people there, then it's already done over. Like, yeah.
And it's not like the person disappeared.
Three visitors.
It's not like the person disappeared. They was still like.
I had the money before these other people came, but when this person was here, money gone. Sometimes you just go straight to it, and you want to, yo, nah, she didn't do that.
That shit hurt my heart.
She did that? She didn't do that.
My corazón, nigga.
Duele.
Mi corazón.
Esto es fumandomuchoyerba.com.
Yo, that's crazy, bro. I was going to intro this episode with us talking Spanish, bro.
Porque todo tú necesitas, nah.
Tú sabes.
Yo.
Tranquilo.
Back to the shits, right? Yo, like, no cap, though. Nah, back to the shits, right?
That nigga Jarell Ortiz told Mel, you know what this is, bitch?
That work.
That nigga Sammy crazy.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, I ain't
yo,
gonna
we
lie.
Just in the part of the show. If y'all made it this far, like, yeah, comment, subscribe. We just
subscribe,
talk
please.
Shit like that, you know what I'm saying, man? Cause
send some donations to the Cash App. You feel me?
You saw that, man. You know what I mean?
Yo,
that's a fact, bro.
Yo,
what was your first? What was your first house party that you remember going to? Type shit. How old was you?
House party, maybe like. I'm going to say, like, no funny, I'll probably say, like, 10. But I'll say, like, it was, like, free, it was, like, free crib vibes.
The homie so had the crib?
Yeah, like, that's the party. It's lit. Like, we in the crib, we got music. Niggas had liquor. That's why it's a bad time. Like, niggas was young, drunk niggas. Like,
you was...
Not smoking.
You was in the East, right?
Definitely in the East.
Yeah, it's different. Especially at the times we grew up in, niggas said we had liquor in the spot.
Yeah, we had liquor in the spot. Like, niggas had Bacardi and Henny. Like, niggas thought it was a movement. If you was one of them niggas, two cups in both of them shit, like, if you doing a cup of this and a cup of that, you spooked. You done.
You mix it.
Niggas was on the toilet.
Mixing
nasty
at 10, 11 years old is crazy.
Dad. Nah, because think about it, you getting whatever you can get off your parents' alkies. You trying to take enough out the situation to have it lit, but then it's like, that shit gone, bro.
Niggas is finishing that shit.
Yeah, like, shout out to all the niggas that empty the clear liquor and then fill it up with water and think y'all niggas ain't getting bagged with them niggas is sauce, like, want to get sauce this clip. Sorry.
I was probably like 12, probably. 12, 11 type
shit. I'm saying like 10, 11, but I'm going to stay there because like 12, that's high school, right? That's high school, what you talking about?
12. That's probably like
13. Alright, some shit like 6th,
7th grade.
Like, and the elementary, middle school type shit. I didn't get to high school until
14 because my birthday is in August, so.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, we went to, nigga Cole was like, yo, we out. I'm like, we out, bro? He like, yeah, tell your mom, we going to the house party, I got you. I'm like, I bet your mom, Cole said, da-da-da. Go to this house party. She was like, you know, I never let you do no shit like that. But alright, go ahead, boom, right? So we out, we went. We mobbing, boys, like 7, 8 of us, you know what I mean?
Nah, niggas is definitely mobbing.
Shout out the gang. I know exactly who was there that night too, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sean from Transit. Shout out to, I believe,
Manny was in the spot. There.
Manny?
Yeah.
Nah, Manny wasn't outside like that at that time, at that age. It was a couple of us, you know what I mean? But we went to Hope Gardens in Bushwick. See?
Yo, life decisions. Some of us make the worst ones, my nigga. Yo.
Whatever you do, respect life, nigga.
Yo, respect your life. Fuck respect. Yo, I ain't even say that. I love the show. Yo, respect your life. Respect your life.
We get to the party, that's it, like on the 5th floor. You know, those projects not too big, so it's probably like 5, 6 floors or some shit like that, if I'm not mistaken. So we like on the
last floor or some get shit. Yourself together when you go on these. Yo, boy, I'm not going to lie to you. Brooklyn niggas, our whole life is warriors.
My son Ty Liv had to be there, if I'm not mistaken. Shout out to my son Ty.
Yo, shout out to every young New Yorker under 15. Yeah, 15 and under, all y'all niggas is really outside going places. I don't care what time we talking about. 98, 92, 2000, 2004, even last year. All the young movers, salute, you heard? Because for real, like a young,
yeah, you better there. You better there.
Shout out to all the youngins outside, getting to a bag, enjoying life, cause y'all niggas don't gotta pay rent. Some of y'all do though.
Nah, that's a fact.
We ain't gonna talk to it, but a lot of y'all don't. So, 15 and under, y'all niggas are savages. You heard?
Yeah, live your life, man. Stay young. You know what I mean? So we in there, right? We get there, boom. I don't even know. I think we had to pay to get in there. Nah, I'm not too sure, but we got
definitely
in.
Paid.
We got in, right? You know, at that time, you know, this is
$5 entry. This is like $2,000. $8. We know what's going on.
The latest 01. You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't in high school, and I know I got into high school in 03, if I'm not mistaken, 02. Okay. Yeah, so we in there. Shit is going smooth. You know, it's the reggae music, it's all that party shit. You know what I'm saying? All that shit.
We forget I'd be fake older than G's by a little bit. I definitely was in high school.
Yeah, you was probably in high school.
Yeah, I was not a freshman.
Yeah. Facts. Yeah, because you're 2, 3 years older. I probably had Caesar.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like 2 years older.
You got to relax.
I'm 35.
You get crazy.
Yeah, you're 2 years older. So, yo, the nigga, I guess it was the dude. It was his crib. It was his party. He like, yo, why I can't get in my room? Why my door closed? All
right.
You know what I'm saying?
niggas in your room getting busy, boy.
Biggie. With his sister, bro.
Whoa, hold on. Shit. Niggas was getting busy with the sister at the party? Was it one of the homies?
It wasn't one of us. We got up out of there, though. We was like, yo, let's get up out of here before these niggas lock the door.
It's about to be crazy.
Yeah, because they about to lock the door and shit. It's about to be a couple bodies.
Yo, I ain't gonna.
So
hold
we got
you.
Up out of there, right? So this is when I knew life was life, bro.
Locked doors.
We like,
crazy.
Like I said, 11, 12 years old. Yeah. Now we walking down motherfucking. We in between Bushwick and Broadway, on Grove.
Yeah.
Right there, bro. Mad garbage right there, right? I remember definitely this no shit like Grove it was yesterday, bro. D's pull up, DTs, boop boop.
When niggas was on timing.
Yeah.
01 on timing.
Stop and frisk?
On everything.
It's crazy.
01 on everything.
Come here.
Niggas is on you like you trying to get to the lit club. Niggas,
What you got on out here at this time?
Yo, nah.
I said, this my first time, bro. I'm shitting
bricks. Oh, this bro. Your first time seeing the boys?
Nah, not seeing the boys. No, this but my the boys first time on you. Out.
Oh, okay.
And then like something like this happened. Cause you know they'll pull up on us on the block, but we just sitting bullshit. Down. Chilling.
Yeah, you good? Ain't nothing on you. Clean.
This nigga, my man, look at me like he like this. He like, I got the knife. I'm like, he got it wrapped around his do-rag. I'm like, oh my God.
Wrong life decisions. Yo, never have the bang on the do-rag unless you mad
know,
nice.
Like Spliff just said, he know what time it was, that what type of timing they on. They
yeah, on one pause, was dirty timing.
They all in your private areas. They all
on your shit. And don't be on a block with like it's cracking shit. Niggas. That nigga
got this close to me, like right here, bro. He said, you gotta watch the little ones right here, cause they be the ones that go crazy. I said, oh nah, boy. I'm trying to get home and go to school tomorrow. Nigga, I don't know what you talking about.
Yo, he tried to give you
he tried to take me in 81, bro. They was trying to take us in 80, cause we by 81. The 81st precinct?
Good.
You know what happened over there.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie to you.
That was a lit night, though.
Fuck 75th and 73rd, you heard. Nah, I'm just saying. I'm dirtbags. Different. 81? I heard stories about 81.
Nah, 81 is different.
Nah, I'm good.
Nah, but y'all niggas Gooch. Shit, bro, is different.
Yeah, our shit got the documentary,
y'all
but.
Niggas got a doc and all that, bro.
Yeah,
them
niggas a couple niggas got left. Never nah, but came back.
In general, it's just that the East is different, bro. Like, y'all niggas a different breed over there. Them niggas over
yo, boy. Niggas, yo, boy. I'm not gonna hold niggas. I be chilling, bro. I be getting bagged for smoking weed, gang. Like,
I tell this nigga Spliff where I was at yesterday. He gonna be like, fuck you doing over there, bro? I was just over there at like, Cypress Hill Project, bro. Just.
What you doing over there?
Like.
What you chill? Who you chilling bro, with, gang?
Well, gang.
Nigga over there with some good box about to die. Nigga said, bro, leave now.
Nah, it's a bunch of good fellas.
Bitch
out
got
there,
bad
man.
Bugs, bro.
Those good guys out there, man. That's a fact, bro. Shout out to everybody in Brooklyn. But, yo, nah, we about to start telling some life stories on this pod, bro. Because that's the best shit, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Niggas don't understand.
Need my son Cole to come back because me and him got stories for days, bro. That nigga had me out past 3-4 in the morning, bro. I'm like, bro, I gotta get to the crib. He like, nah, we good, bro. I got you. We good. Just tell your moms you spend the night in my crib.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do. Facts. Now, after she not jacking it, now she just yelling at Cole. You gotta know what's going on. Cole was like, yo, just tell her, bro, my crib. We lit. Fuck it.
Shit, that's crazy.
As long as you with someone she know and she trusts, everything
nah,
alright.
That's a fact. In fact, but I'm the oldest, so you know she gave me my, you know my free, you know what I mean, to go and do what I had to do.
So you was outside, and the towers dropped, critical.
Nigga, I was in 111. I saw the smoke from my window from school.
Mm-hmm.
They was telling us that your parents is gonna come pick you up. My mom's ain't come get me. Nah, yeah. That's why when COVID came through, I was kind of looking at it like, yo, we've been through some shit already, yo. Like,
I ain't gonna lie, boy. COVID had niggas looking at this shit wild different.
Yeah, shit is crazy.
Niggas like, what? You talking like a cold? No, COVID. Like, what? If you start, it's over. Like, what? Start seeing niggas coughing.
I was kind of confused. I was like, yo, bro, like, I done seen the World Trade Center. We done seen mass school shootings and shit like that. Y'all talk about flu? Like,
yo, I'm not bugging, right? Is it like right when like a little bit before COVID happened, but like right when COVID like went where niggas noticed it? Don't you just seem like mad grown people, like mad careless with their coughs, no covering, no nothing, like. Bro, we on a bus and train together. What the fuck?
They was like, we out of here anyway. So.
Nah, I seen a couple people really try to booby trap niggas, bro. Yeah. not with it, bro.
Shit is wicked in these mean streets, man.
Buses was, trains was wild, packed. Sardine status. G train, sardine status between 2 and 6 o'clock. Sardine status.
Yeah, watch your step. Watch your step, you heard?
Shit be nasty, bro. Nah.
Well, we about to get up out of here.
$2.90 for MTA.
Nah, I'm not paying $3 for that. Y'all bugging the fuck out.
Nah, niggas is wild, man.
Son caught me though. I was on Nostrum, bro, trying to get on the A. I slipped under the joints, bro. He like, what up? I said, damn. I said, yo, I'm about to go catch moms, bro, you know. Ain't got nothing. He like, it's Sunday, I'm gonna let you go today. Nigga, I was going to the plug to get some. I was on my way to the plug to get some tree that day,
nigga. Nigga,
but that shit don't always work out like that, bro. I was coming from a job interview at 42nd Street, bro. Bro, I tried to go under the shit. The cop came up to my face. He was like, "You can either turn around or get a ticket." I said, "Yo, bro, I just came from a job interview. I'm just trying to go home. You know what I'm saying?" He said, "You could get a ticket or you could turn around."
Turn around, nigga.
I said, "Yo, you alright?" He was like, "You could get a ticket." So I said, "Alright." I said, "Alright, I'm out of here."
My son was feeling to give out a ticket. Bro, like, yo, stop playing with me, boy.
So he, son, I got off, right?
Yeah.
I'm on the other side of the turnstile now, right? I'm out. I said, "Yo, bro, I'ma walk to the next station to get on, right? You know, I'm being a dickhead, bro. This is me being a dick." So he like, what? He start following me. He like, "Yo, get out. Get out." I'm like, "Yo, why are you so hype, bro?" Son, the nigga gotta pushed chill. Me, bro.
He
I said, "Yo, bro."
You better Mac, nigga. Couple years
from now. Oh, you ain't have that badge, nigga. He was like, "Yeah, but I do." I said, "You got it, bro."
Nah, suck my dick.
Yeah, he was on Thomas Flip. I said, "You got it, bro. You got it, bro." And it's
why
crazy.
Why you talking to gang like that? That why was you mad because we don't want to pay $2.90? Fuck out of here, dude.
He was on Thomas. I thought he was going to pull the grip out. Like, bro, stop playing with me.
Oh, boy. Nah, niggas pushing niggas is crazy.
Nah, he pushed me in the back twice while I'm walking up the stairs. I say, "Yo, bro."
Nah.
Oh, boy. I felt like donkey kicking him, bro. But you know what I mean? Thought about my moms and my niece. That's a fact.
Nigga probably had a camera on and all that.
Yeah, but I was on 34th. I walked to 42nd. I get on the train, hop the shit. I get on the train. When they stop at 34th, he's standing right there type shit. I'm looking out the door. He don't see me now. I'm looking out the door like, this nigga here, bro. It's fucking crazy, bro. But shout out to you, bro.
Fucking dickhead.
Yeah, what you got to give the people real quick before we get out of here, Spliff?
Yo, just support Spliff and Bars, y'all. Support Breaking Buzz. Support Don Corn, D-Weekend Hippie Show. Shout out to Chun Chun. Shout out to Don Corn. Yo, Hippie, what's happening, gang?
Shit, bro.
Tune in, man.
Anything with sports that you want to talk about?
I'm off FanDuel for a couple joints.
I gotta chill for a minute.
If y'all know some people and some Discords and all that, let me know what's going on, man. I need to get real right with my FanDuel when I get
Bengals,
back.
The Bengals is starting to heat up at the right time. Starting to get nice in the NFL. My son Josh Dobbs, son, he got traded and had to get in the game because the quarterback got hurt and he still won the game. That shit is crazy to me. Like, shout out to him, bro. And CJ Stroud, bro. He's the rookie quarterback from Houston Texans, bro. He's nice, bro. He breaking all type of records for rookie quarterbacks and shit like that. Shout out to him. Yeah, I think he got it, bro. Because he don't even got that much help around him. His O-line is trash and all that type shit. But he's doing his thing, and they in the run of the playoffs.
I know a while late, but shout out to Anthony Edwards. Start that game before we had 38.
Mm-hmm. Give you a was couple dollars.
Nah, that's game. That's just like, watching him go crazy. Yeah, like, yeah, I'm a shout niggas out without no fan next, do money.
He the next one in the NBA. He really like.
Yeah, that game, yes, that game, I ain't gonna lie, I was like, yo, boy, this is what I'm talking about. I know you could do this.
I think he really gonna mm-hmm. do damage in the NBA, bro. I just like the way he play. I like his aesthetics. I like the way he just, the way he play ball.
That nigga is Michael Bryan, you heard? Respectfully, Michael Bryan. I'm not a smack, nigga.
And still.
Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryan, Michael Bryan. Peep the game. Peep the fade. Peep the hair. Michael Bryan, you heard?
He got the, he be having the band right here, like Kobe. But his game, like you saying, the way he look when he play ball is more like Jordan style. But he got that heart.
He got the Kobe heart.
He got that Mamba mentality. Like, he going to dunk on your face, and he going to try to shoot the game winning shot, regardless if it go in or not.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's his team right now, Minnesota.
Yo, some from the Spurs. Yo, everyone stay away from Vic, bro. Don't bet on Vic, bro.
Wow, bro, it's all right, bro. He a rookie, bro.
Don't bet on him.
He thought Madison Square Garden was sweet. That's what he thought. Though. Yeah, he came in there. He was like, you know, I want to see what it's about. Nigga, them fans is going to disrespect you in a way you never been disrespected. They spit at Trae Young during a basketball game, bro. You don't think they're going to disrespect you, niggas. Bro?
New York violates New York. So you gotta relax when you pull up to the Garden.
Yeah, bro. That's a fact.
Niggas been Knicks fans for mad years. Now niggas be like, fuck out here! Y'all niggas is pussy! Like, wilding on the set.
You been a Knicks, you a Knicks fan?
Yeah.
I never was a Knicks fan, but I just never liked
them. I'ma keep it a band, right? When I was, like, elementary days, super Knicks fan. Couldn't tell nigga nothing. Niggas was
Patrick
nice.
Patrick Ewing and all that.
I was John Starks, Charlie Oakley, Mason. My son, Larry Johnson, Grandpa. Spreewell, a couple of niggas that was.
Nah, violent. The Knicks was fire in the 90s.
Grimy.
Yeah, they was fire.
Early 2000s was good, bro. It's just rough for them niggas, bro.
Yeah, they'll be alright. I never been a Knicks fan, though. The only reason I like the Nets is because Brooklyn. But for me, NBA, I was just always like a superstar like fan. You know what I mean? Like, I like Shaq. Ray Allen was one of my favorite basketball players.
Penny.
And then LeBron came, and it was like, I ain't fucking with nobody else type shit.
Penny, Grant Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan, Shaq. Kevin Garnett, Kobe.
Cause my mom's
Tracy McGrady was different. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I wasn't an OD fan, but like,
cause when
every
I was,
time play, you got a fiend.
When I was younger, my mom's used to still like talk to dudes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So she was messing with this dude. Shout out to him. He lived in DeVille. He lived on Sutter.
Okay.
We used to get off on Sutter. He lived in one of those P's over there. But
shout he was to, LH.
He was a Sean Kemp fan. So he put me on to the NBA too, type shit, like hard body. He was like, yo, you don't know nothing about this, you wild, but watch this. Just saw Sean Kemp dunking on everybody. I'm like, oh,
Sean Kemp was wild. Yeah, Supersonics was super dope.
Yeah, they was fire too.
Gary Payton, shout out to the pack.
That's a fact, bro. But we about to get up out of here, man. So for Spliff, for Choon Choon, for Don Cole. Y'all already know what we about to do. DB can hit me. We about to get up out of here, man. Like, comment, subscribe. And we get back at y'all real soon, man. We'll be back soon.